The president of the Farmers and Fishers Award Winners Association, Philip Abayori, says although the situation in Burkina Faso presents a worrying trend for the agriculture sector, Ghanaian farmers must seize the opportunity to increase production. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Abayori said Ghanaian farmers have the capacity to produce more vegetables for local consumption and export, as was done during the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire. Mr. Abayori, however, hoped the situation in Burkina Faso will stabilize soon for cross-border trade to continue. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
It's a worrying situation anyway, but when it comes to productivity in agriculture, I think there have not been any restrictions yet in our borders. There have not also been any anarchy within the communities that production is being made in Burkina Faso. So we hope that there will not be any serious destabilization of the supplies that we receive from them. So, taking into consideration that all that trade is a cross-border trade, which is under the ECOWAS activity. So I think those in charge who do know that the free movement of people and also of goods and services has to be maintained. It will be in the interest of Burkina Faso to allow that to happen, because if they do block any supplies into Ghana, what is going to happen is to hurt their economy. So I hope and believe that there won't be any destabilization of any activity relating to agriculture produce.
Well, Mr. Bayeri, in recent weeks, you know, we've monitored the situation on our markets, and we've realized that prices are skyrocketing because supply is reducing from Burkina Faso. Per your estimation or your assessment, we are just a few weeks away from Christmas. How do you think this situation is going to impact on Ghana's economy and, by extension, the supply of vegetables for Burkina Faso?
Generally, I think that, as I told you, Ghana too do have a comparative and competitive advantage to be able to grow. So we rather should take advantage of the situation to increase our production and then turn in one way and the other, in case there's any shortfall, we re-export to them. So I think this should be an opportunity, as it has happened before in Ivory Coast. We exported a lot to them. We don't really want this situation to re-escalate. We want it to, I mean, at least be stabilized, because they are our close neighbor and we need stability in that country. But in terms of production, we also do have capacity to be able to grow. So I think that we need to put our acts together quickly to upscale our productivity. And this also rings a bell that we should not always depend on others to supply us, because in times of difficulties, we will not get the supply. So I think it's a wake-up call to us to support our farmers to grow and then also be able to store enough so that in times of any crisis, we can release into the market. Production needs to be upscaled, and that is something that needs to be done, as I would say.